Some key points to remember if considering targeted case management services. Intervention should be active and tied back to client's treatment objective and functional impairments. One can see targeted case management as staff doing something for the client. Therefore, there must be a direct connection to the client's mental health if we're doing this for the client. Staff must also justify why TCM services were provided, and it must be documented in the progress note. So as you document for targeted case management, think, does my client's mental health symptoms or behaviors impact their ability to access these services independently? Also, please remember that T1017 may or may not include face-to-face time depending on what you are doing. Also remember that providing targeted case management services due to a non-mental health related reason, such as a language barrier or physical impairment, does not appropriately justify provision of targeted case management services. Would we still provide the support needed if the client fell under these conditions? Yes. However, we would not be able to claim the service under these circumstances, being that there is no mental health reason why the client cannot do it independently. When providing targeted case management, there must be a mental health reason why we are providing the support, and this must be clearly documented not only in your progress notes, but also in your assessment.